which will be, include a correctional officer's memorial as well as a first responder's memorial. And, of course, a pavilion where groups can come out and have lunch and just kind of just, you know, meditate on what that memorial represents. And so it's exciting, and we're looking forward to what comes in the future. And we're thankful for those that they were willing to sacrifice their lives and their families as well. We're thankful for their families that were willing to carry a burden so that we can have freedom. We forget that sometimes, that those families' lives were changed forever, you know, when they lost their loved ones because they was willing to go and serve for something bigger than them.